We have a distinguished alum on standby who is, and we've heard from him before, and many of you know him. Bob Michelson is a 2013 MSUM distinguished alum being honored later in the week. He is responsible for all the best major aerial shots in sports for the past 25 years. He actually developed the camera. And he is the man in the blimp shooting Sunday Night Football. He does the PGA Tour, the Olympics, and major college sports. His company was in the air over Fargo this weekend, not with the MetLife blimp, but he is the president and founder of Winged Vision. They are the pioneers of aerial sports broadcasting, and they did that clean back in the 1980s, and he is a 72 Mass Comm grad from MSUM. And welcome to KFGO. It's so nice to have you here, Bob.
Well, it's a pleasure, Jack and Sandy, to join you.
And where are you today? You were flying over Pittsburgh last night, right?
I was in Pittsburgh last night. It seemed like a long, long game. It could have been better. And I'm at home outside of Washington, D.C.
Well, we look forward to you coming to our town as an MSUM distinguished alum. Can you tell our listeners what you told me this morning about having been contacted by ESPN College Game Day?
Well, we do a lot of work for ESPN, and I got a call on Tuesday saying that they needed one of our airplanes for Game Day. I said, sure, where is it? They go, Fargo. And I said, you got to be kidding me. Fargo. I said, I know Fargo. I said, I'll make it happen. We were in Pittsburgh for the taping. Normally, we do that on Friday, so we move that up a day to Thursday night taping, flew the plane up on Friday, did the game day Saturday morning, flew it back to Pittsburgh, did that game. Busy weekend.
And why did they go to those measures? Because normally, they don't necessarily do it unless it's a sponsored craft, right?
That's correct. Normally, they try to get the blimps in to do game day, because that's what they do, is they trade out the exposure of the blimp for having the blimp there. But in this case, they wanted to do the aerials of Fargo. They knew that it would be a great scene up and down with all the fans outdoors outside of the Fargo Theater. So they wanted aerials for that. Took it right out of their production budget. And they said, you know, we've got to do this one right.
Have you talked to them since the game day on Saturday?
I did. In fact, this morning I got a call about game day in Athens, Georgia, because I'm down there for CBS for that game. And my Sunday night game is also in Atlanta with, who are they playing? New England. And I talked to them about Fargo. They said they had a great time, loved the area. People couldn't have been nicer. And it's the experience our crew had with the Jet Center out at the airport, and with the FAA control tower at the airport.
That's very exciting, because we like them too. It was a real pleasure. And not to belabor this point, I mean, last week was like Christmas, man. I mean, all we did was talk about it. But how significant is game day in your mind, knowing what you do after so many years of aerial photography?
Well, it's a first-class group of guys. And, you know, for us, this is our normal. We're traveling all the time. My company had six events this past weekend. I had a crew down in Atlanta for PGA Golf, had one of the MetLife blimps in Baltimore, had a helicopter flying out in San Francisco for Indianapolis and the 49ers, college on Saturday in Florida. So we had a lot going on. I was in Pittsburgh. So for us, this is our normal. But game day special, it's great to go there. The kids are marvelous. It adds energy. The only thing like it in the NFL is Green Bay, you know, where you have fans that have that kind of passion.
Mm-hmm. Where do you park that thing when you're not in the air?
Well, the blimps never get deflated. They're always flying around somewhere. So we provide the cameras for the two MetLife blimps, and then we own two airplanes that also cover sporting events.
What is the agent that allows them to float?
Helium.
Okay, now what do you think about this shortage of helium that our country is facing? I thought of you guys immediately.
I know a lot about that because the blimp operator, I don't own the blimps, thank goodness, but I know that the blimp operators are just going crazy on availability and price because the blimps breathe. They lose helium through the, what they call the envelope, the big bag. So they have to replenish that and it's getting very expensive, and they're not very happy about it.
And we're not making any.
We don't make it. My understanding is it's a kind of a political problem where we have the major reserves in the country, and there was some deal going back to World War II and all this kind of stuff about helium reserves and who's going to do what with what, and it makes my head explode trying to think about it. I don't understand it.
This is Bob Michelson, a 2013 MSUM Distinguished Alum, Minnesota State University, Moorhead. We're very glad to have him on here. He'll be in town receiving his award, I believe, on Thursday. You know, when I go on vacation, Bob, I'm reluctant to take too many pictures because I don't want to see my vacation through a camera lens, even though I do like good pictures. How do you treat vacation when you get away from work?
I'm forced to take pictures for everybody. They make me do it, and it's fine. I'm happy to do it. I don't watch sports on television though. It drives me nuts because I'm listening. Even when I watch it at home or try not to, I hear the director in my head. That drives me crazy because I have no idea what's going on the screen in the game.
And one other thing, Bob, I mentioned earlier that you have won awards for covering Sunday night football, you do the business of Sunday night football, the PGA Tour, Olympics, and major college sports, and have Emmys and all of that. Is there one that you like to cover the most?
Well, believe it or not, it's golf, because the aerials for golf are very difficult, and they have the most impact on telling the story and showing what's going on the golf course. It's the one sport in which you have more than one play going on at the same time, because it's an individual sport and everybody's doing their own thing. In football, baseball, you have one play that's happening, and then you can stop, analyze it, and do all that. So golf is a crazy thing to produce, very difficult.
Bob Michelson, so how many years did you spend in Minnesota?
Well, I grew up there. I went to Minneapolis Southwest. And after I was at Moorhead, I graduated in 1972, went off to the Army overseas in Europe. I was one of those draft-motivated volunteers. And then went to Washington, D.C. for grad school, American U in Political Science, and worked in Hubert Humphrey's office, who was on Wendy Anderson's staff for a while. And the political winds changed, so I decided to go out and start my own company. And lucky for me, it was the right idea at the right time.
Well,
you get lucky sometimes.
Well, indeed, that does happen for a lot of us to get lucky. But you had the magic. This is a man that actually developed the camera and the means by providing the kind of aerial shots you're used to seeing from that blimp. And Bob Michelson, I hope we get a chance to shake hands someday. It's been a pleasure just talking to you.
Andy, thanks so much. It's been a pleasure.